Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@neutralmedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the Neutral Medical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate a new you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing nutriment for healing been available. Anti-aging requires correcting mineral-activated nutraceuticals that jump your gene defects and corrects poor diet to deliver to the cells of building blocks and tools to rejuvenate you. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with young healthy cells to wind back the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at Nutri Medical, that's NutriMedical.com, 24/7, or our order line 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Listen to the Nutri Medical Report 2 to 5 Central, Mondays to Fridays. Nutri Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Oral chelation is important to remove heavy metals and to remove by phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways toxic volatile chemicals from your body. We use Keeler Max oral chelation 2 to 3 capsules morning and bedtime, and Ultra Zeolite non-acid-wash zeolite to remove heavy metals. And for phase 1 and phase 2 detox support, we use our nutraceuticals that can support that, including Life Support, which has phase 2 detox pathway support, as well as our antioxidants, Gamma A+, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of free radicals. And for chelation support also, we use the Ultra Zeolite, what's called Xenoestrogen Detox, that supports the xenoenzyme pathways to remove xenotoxins from the body. Infrared sauna can help as well as Lumen Photon, and the use of our antioxidant water, which is H2-plex hydrogen water, along with antioxidants, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, Power C+, the most powerful Power C, Cell Defense Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione. We order at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. The NutriMedical Report, and we have John W. Spring here. John, over the holidays, you sent me a number of emails, which I tried to post up many of them, and there's several areas of concern. The first is the abrupt withdrawal of troops from Syria, which I think is a little bit premature, considering the fact that every time that Syria has been evacuated, which was done by Barack Obama, it created a crisis and a resurgence of ISIS and the other terrorists.
Yes.
The second area is the withdrawal of troops or reduction in Afghanistan without a plan to actually change the strategy there. I think a strategy change is what needs to happen so we can defeat the Taliban and stop the drug trade, which is coming out of there. And unfortunately, I have a feeling that there's a collaboration between our intel agencies and the drug trade coming out of the Golden Triangle now of Afghanistan.
Yes.
To poison American citizens. And that's not being addressed. It's not a matter of just pulling troops. It's a matter of changing the strategy. And the third area I see is Trump should stop talking to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and just declare a state of national emergency and build not only a physical wall, but also a cyber barrier, increase staff to handle these cases, and a change in the way they do it so they don't need more people in court because it's already jammed up, and to kind of energize the technology to make sure we can intercept people coming in through other ports of entry like planes or boats. So a lot of people are just overstaying their visas. They don't come across the wall. And there are some points that Democrats make that are correct there. The problem is we need a Bracero to work program for people who could be working and don't want citizenship and want to go back to their home country. But we have a lot of criminals in here. In fact, if Barack Obama re-released back into the country because their home country wouldn't take them, 82,000 citizens that were illegal, that were criminals and felons, and they re-released back into the American population causing crimes. I think if someone comes into the country, they have to have a tracker anklet, so we, you know, if they take it off, we grab them. I think that we should have a immigration day where industry and states have to actually apply for specific citizens with certain qualifications. And if you can't vet them, they can't come in. And we do need a cybernetic wall or physical wall. Some of the places you need just a berm so cattle come down to the Rio Grande River. So some places it's not practical or reasonable to build a wall. A physical barrier is good, but the most important is the cyber barrier and enough staff to actually do the job, and also to clean up the home countries. I think part of the reason is we collaborated with our intel agencies, with the drug cartels, to make these places unlivable, and so they want to get the hell out. They may not be highly educated, but they're decent, reasonable human beings, many of them, and they're trying to escape their home country, like Honduras and El Salvador. They're disaster zones. So we don't want to face that. We are, in fact, the causer of the problem, as well as trying to pull back on the solution. And we give millions of dollars to these countries, $10.6 billion to Mexico and Central America, but we don't put a tag on as to where this is going to go to make sure life is better for the citizens. Many cities and towns in Mexico are run by cartels, including even the hospitals and other things. So people don't get it that there's a kind of a soul problem with the way American policy creates problems and doesn't solve it, and then tries to do something completely different. Like, for example, putting up concertina wire on the border with our troops down there with no bullets. You should send our troops down to get rid of the drug cartels in Central and South America and stop playing around.
And Trump should declare a state of national emergency and have the Pentagon build whatever they need, whether it's just a berm for the cattle to go across and cyber barriers or physical walls or whatever. It's a state of national emergency, but part of it is the emergency that we won't get rid of the drug cartels that are collaborating to the tune of $2 trillion to support money that goes to black op projects run by our CIA, NSA, no such agency, and other things like the Special Activity Division of the CIA, which is why we have Fast and Furious during the Barack Obama years that had illegal guns going down there without even serial numbers on them. So yeah, we have to realize the fact is we are a large part of the problem as to why these people want to get the hell out of their country, and then we don't want to face the fact we've created the problem. And, you know, for Trump to just have people sit in the border and put concertina wire, is optics look awful, and it's just stupid. And you can't just build a physical wall and figure that's going to solve it without cyber barriers and people overstaying their visas and lots of other ways for people to sneak into the country. I mean, you know, you can take a ship along the coast of California and in 20 minutes you're along the California coast and you come into a city and who's going to stop you? So it's not just a physical wall. I mean, you need a lot more than that.
Right. And that's why you need the Coast Guard, for example, and as well as the Border Patrol on duty with full pay, so that their families don't have to go on welfare.
Now, is that right now with the government shutdown of the Coast Guard on basically work without pay right now?
Absolutely. To me, this is disgraceful that a branch of our armed services is on active duty without pay.
I think one of the problems with Trump is Trump's surrounded by globalists and by idiots, and he himself is not a genius. I mean, he's good at business, but he's not a genius. And he has to understand that some of the things, even if they're legal, the optics are bad. For example, if you're going to separate children and parents, that optics looks awful. And, of course, the Democrats and news media are going to pick up on that. What should have happened to those women should have been vetted to take their children to work camps and have tracker anklets on them so they couldn't leave the camp. And then your problem's solved. You put a tracker anklet on them, boom, you're just like a criminal like I took care of in Colorado years ago.
Yeah.
And the problem's solved. So you have a Bracero 2 program. The women with children can take them, and the little kids can go to primary school and get fed and have a nice little bed and some toys. They can actually learn some languages so that when they return to their country, they're not just uneducated children. They actually can get some grammar school and middle school training. Because the biggest part of the problem is these people aren't even trainable to go to a trade school because they don't even have grammar school off properly.
Right. They don't even have basic hygiene concepts. And you can't have.
And that's easy to solve. I mean, these people are not innately idiots. Their problems are trainable if you have the right circumstances around them. So, and by the way, it doesn't have to cost a ton of money. The Bracero program was set up in the 1940s. It could be fixed. So, if Trump resurrects the Bracero, if he vets people right at the border or even in their home country, I think if you're going down to Honduras or other places, vet them, drive them up here in nice air-conditioned buses with bottled water and meals. And their kids, and they come up and they work, and they have a tracker anklet on them, and they can't get off, including males. Now, these young males could be military dangers. I mean, we know there's a number of Muslim camps that are ready to actually activate these warrior camps against American citizens right now. There's hundreds of them. People don't know, or maybe thousands. We know a lot of these gang members, even in Europe, are brought in there specifically by cartels in Italy or Germany or wherever. And these illegals from North Africa and so on are not coming in there just as immigrants. They're coming in there to become the bag man and the bad guys for these various industrial and black cartels within these various home countries.
Yeah.
In other words, they're the bag man, the bad guys for these homegrown countries.
Yeah.
And the same thing in America. I mean, it doesn't happen by chance that these drugs get into America, including drugs from China. They're coming in because our intel agencies are making sure there's a pathway. Just like when Mattis goes over to Afghanistan, he's making a deal to make sure that the drugs come in here, right? So that he makes a deal with the Taliban. They won't attack our convoys for our food and stuff. We won't attack their convoys, and we'll share in the profits of drilling for strategic minerals or releasing, we call dry land farming opium into the marketplace around the world and making trillions of dollars. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Taliban are getting tons of money and weapons, which are collaborating with our agencies, and this is not containing the problem, it's feeding off it.
Yes. Well, basically, this is what's been going on in Afghanistan for the past decade and a half.
Well, it's the longest standing war America's ever had, and it's not a war. It is a military standoff and a collaboration on drug trade. That's what it is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's actually funnel money that's not under the scrutiny of the president and the office of the Senate or Congress. It goes into black op projects for deep underground military operations in underground cities, genetic engineering, exotic weapons, robotics, and off-world space projects. People don't know that trillions are being spent on weird crap that really is inhuman, isn't it?
Yes. And the problem that we have with personnel in Washington, they basically are looking out for their careers, not for America.
Yeah, but it goes way beyond that. They're not just looking out for careers. They're controlled at higher and higher levels within the matrix of control of the more and more evil people and deeply embedded into the world matrix that are planning on genocide as much of the human population with advanced weapons and other things, and this is all part of their scheme.
Happy New Year.
Would you like to get back?
Your health involves the use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, cardiac and blood vessel inflammation, support mitochondrial function, prevent the development of vascular disease through mitochondrial and vascular protection from homocysteine, heavy metals, volatile chemicals, and oxidized fatty acids, and non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol that can cause the formation of foam cells. Nutraceuticals can dramatically improve heart health, such as Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Omega Supreme Pro Monoglyceride, the use of anti-free radicals such as ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+, and the use of magnesium glycinate, the most absorbed tolerant form of magnesium. You can obtain our protocol at NutriMedical.com, plus we can do particular testing and consultations with you. Again, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The phone number is 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol with adjustments based on testing. As well, you can get a call back if you purchased any product in the last year. Anti-aging of the skin, hair, and nails involves the use of things to support collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer. It prevents wrinkling, it improves the strength of hair, and also the rebar inside your bones and connective tissues. We have Collagen Max, triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase, the NutriMeds Royal Jelly. Topically, we have pregnenolone cream and DHEA for skin health, and NutriSilver to kill any offs. As well, we can heal the body using HCG that increases growth hormone, and Red Deer Velvet DR that supports the building blocks 300 plus 6 hormones, as well as the use of NutriMed's Royal Jelly, as well as D2-ergothionine to stimulate the stem cells for regeneration. We have additional technologies which we can provide for you at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871 for the best health and beauty you can achieve with NutriMeds. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system, raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. CBD oil is known to be able to help to block pain, balance the immune system, and turn off the amazing stress response of the body. CBD oil can help to heal the body from autoimmune disease and seeming to suppress cancer cells. So our CBD oil is the most powerful liposomal delivery system in the world at 37 milligrams per 1 ml dropper and 500 milligrams per 50 ml dropper bottle, with the most powerful absorbing technology in the planet with polyphenol liposomes to deliver the highest dosage across your cell membranes, your central nervous system, cardiovascular system, and immune systems. They're like liposomal CBD oil in order for the immune system to lock on receptors throughout the body, through the neuraxis, the immune cells, the liver, the kidneys, and all the solid organs, and even your stem cells. Nothing like liposomal CBD oil. Get it at Neutral Medical Doc at 888-212-8871 or NUTRI Medical.
If I was advising Trump, I'd say do these three things. Number one, stop the shutdown, stop talking to Nancy and Schumer, build a wall of cyber protection, hire more staff, more border guards, more agents, you know, whatever. It just fixed the problem. And do it as a state of national emergency, which he can declare. And the problem solved. Set up a Bracero 2 program for people who want to work here. They don't want citizenship. I'm willing to bet if you actually did a poll on these people, if their country was decent to live in, and we got rid of the drug cartels, 90 to 95% would want to return home to see their grandma and their brothers and sisters and so on in their home country if they could make enough money to eat properly, have a shelter over their head, and have a little savings. I guarantee you that these people would come up here and work for so many months picking food or fruit or doing whatever, and then go back to their home country. You'd have a tracker anklet so they can't get off the quote farm or complex where they're working, just like Bracero. We have the technology to make sure, and we have to have things like E-Verify where it truly works. I don't think it's working properly, do you?
No, not at all. And unfortunately, as I've pointed out earlier before break, we have so many people in Washington who are basically just concerned about forwarding their careers than they are about dealing with the real situation and protecting and defending the American people.
Right.
And furthermore, we have this problem, as you pointed out, because we have basically created it. We more or less nurtured the M16 and other gangs in the so-called PICO District of Los Angeles during the 1960s and 70s and 80s, and as a result, Dr.
Why do we nurture them? Why do we allow them to bring in weapons from China and guillotines and guns and everything? Why do we nurture them and let them exist? I mean, we know where they live. We probably have their GPS coordinates. We know even the members of their various gangs of police and local authorities. What's the purpose of maintaining a level of craziness and the drug cartels expanding their reach? And the reason is these groups, these bunch of thugs, are actually distributors for the drugs that are brought in by our intel agencies and our cartels in Central and South America and in Afghanistan, the Golden Triangle of Asia. People don't realize this is to the tune of $2 trillion a year. $2 trillion, that's $2,000 billion per year, are brought in just with drug cartels, let alone organ trade and human trade. And this is done so it's off the books. It's not unavailable to Congress, Senate, and the President. It's on a need-to-know basis. And people don't understand this is the weird freaking projects. I know about it. I know John Fiala and his, Phil Schneider, that run the underground tunneling machines for Bechdel Corporation making underground cities. People don't understand that what's going on in the real world is a lot more weird than sci-fi, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And going back to the local level, again, I'm talking about the PICO Union District of Los Angeles, where these gangs were basically nurtured. LAPD did what they could to stop these gangs, but you had liberal judges and politicians who basically downplayed their work and punished them. For example, you may recall there was a Rampart police station in Los Angeles, and practically all of the police personnel were punished because they supposedly were getting too tough on the gangs there. And as a result, the word got out, if you're a cop and you try to go up against the gangs and do heroic things, you're going to pay a price for it. Because the liberal politicians in California and parts of the United States as well basically want to have this type of behavior continue. And when it got too bad, we solved the problem by just merely deporting them back to El Salvador and Honduras and Nicaragua and Guatemala. And as a result, they now control what's going on.
Right. You can go to towns and cities. We have a friend. I have a friend that actually was back in Mexico visiting some relatives, and the entire town in central Mexico is controlled by drug cartels.
Yeah.
They control the hospitals. They control the ambulances. They control the schools. They control the waterworks. And if you cross these guys, you end up dead. And people don't understand these people that we fostered are basically, and they're part of the, and they're very arrogant because they know damn well our intelligences are going to interfere with, as long as we get our cut of the deal with these cartels, everything is fine, isn't it?
Yes. And unfortunately, they're holding their own people hostage. Even a simple transaction is buying a loaf of bread. They've got to go between the seller and the consumer.
Right.
And it's a very unfortunate situation.
Right.
Now, Dr. Deagle, on top of this situation regarding the border and the shutdown, there is something else that's going on in Latin America, which is very abstract, very difficult for even, I would say, most so-called geopolitical and intelligence officers or analysts to understand. And that
right.
is, we are currently now, believe it or not, in another Russian missile crisis in Latin America.
And there's several places, Puerto Huerte in Nicaragua, in Venezuela, in the Orinoco River. Now, the entire island's been weaponized by Russia, right off the north coast of Venezuela, and the entire island, you can even see satellite photos, have intermediate-range nuclear missiles from Russia being planted in there. The whole island's being taken over. It's just north of Venezuela.
Yes.
It's damn it crazy time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. La Orchia Island is rather small. It was one of the favorite resort islands of the former President Hugo Chavez. And President Maduro also likes the island. And the Russians kept on saying that they would like to have a base there because they needed a stopover base just as they had in Grenada years ago back in 1983 when the United States had enough sense to invade Grenada because they were building a 3,000-meter-long airfield there.
Right.
And what they've done in Venezuela on this island offshore in the Caribbean is build a 3,000-foot airstrip, and in addition, they're going to build even a longer one adjacent to it so that not so much that their giant bombers can land there, which is true. Their blackjack bombers can land on that island, but also so that their giant air transports that can...
Yeah, you're talking about the Antonov. The Antonov can carry up to 150 tons, which our largest Hercules can carry 120 tons.
Yes. Now there's two types of Antonov aircraft. There's the current 124, which is more than adequate to carry a completely integrated mobile missile launch system, including nuclear warheads and intermediate-range ballistic missiles. But there's another one that is probably even larger than that, which requires a slightly longer airfield, and that particular airlifting machine is able to also go to Punta Huete, where in a matter of moments after touching down, they could launch these missiles.
I know that. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's in such a short period of time.
In other words, we're in a worse than Cuban missile crisis right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemic, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get them at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm back, and so what's your solution to the situation? Today we're going to hear from Donald Trump. He's going to have a special meeting. There'll be a critique afterward. I'm sure, unfortunately, the optics of what Trump does often aren't really good. Like when you go to the border with troops with bullets, and you have sort of concertina wire, and then people are basically getting sick on the Mexican side of the border, they should have actually either vetted people and getting them working up in America, or ship them back to their home country. This idea of having them freeze to death in poor conditions in Mexico and make the town stay of, on the cross the other side of the border, Tijuana, a disaster zone, is not the optics look terrible, don't they?
Yes.
And honestly, he doesn't deal with the fact that the drug cartels are being run in conjunction with our own intel agencies. This is a real issue. We've disastrified these countries. And then we don't want to address the fact that we need to attack them physically with weapons and troops to dismember them that are actually creating disaster in their own countries is why half the population of Honduras and El Salvador want to move here. If you're a rational person, even if you only have middle school education, of course you do. It's just logical, isn't it?
Yes. getting back to what you said earlier about people in Tijuana freezing, the temperatures actually sometimes get a lot colder down there in the winter than they do in Los Angeles. And we've had some very cold weather here in Orange County.
Exactly, yeah.
Suburb.
Exactly. So sometimes in San Diego County gets quite cold. Like we've had some temperatures at nights now into the low 50s and 40s. And I'm sure down there on the coast it's even cooler, where they can get down 10 degrees colder than that.
Yeah.
We're in about 10 miles and around 1,000 feet. And it's a moderating temperature here, so it doesn't get quite as cold as it does right along the coast.
But along the coast and southern Tijuana, strangely enough, the weather can get even colder down there than it is up north our way. But you are right. We have a dilemma on our hands. It's not being solved adequately by Trump's advisors from day one, basically. He's been ill-advised, and he's been pressured by people that basically have very little geopolitical knowledge of the entire situation. But they've been very influential and very persuasive with Trump, and as a result, he has more or less become committed to their demands. And he's now in a dilemma whereby he's going to have to try to figure out how to deal with the situation in a realistic manner. I personally agree with you, Dr. Deagle. He needs to stop the shutdown immediately. It's counterproductive.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think that the idea that he even talked to Schumer and Pelosi, they're not going to give in. The left side of the Democratic Party are so crazy now. Talking to Schumer and Pelosi just allows the left and the Democrats and the media to attack him more. Don't talk. Stop talking, Donald. Just don't even have him at the White House. Just say, look, they're not going to be rational. This is a state of national emergency. I'm just going to do what I have to do. End the stoppage, because which group of people working on the water do you say are basically not being paid? Where are they? Where are they? What are the agents do working on the water to interdict people that are trying to come through the country, say, in boats along the California coast?
Well, you have primarily the U.S. Coast Guard.
Right, so they're not getting paid, are they?
No, they're not getting paid. I heard not too long ago that one of the wives of one of the Coast Guard men was almost contemplating as to whether or not she should return her son's toys that were going to be presents at Christmas to the stores, because they were going to be on a very tight budget, and I can empathize with those people, because I was formerly a Coast Guardsman myself. A lot of people don't realize this, but the average IQ, at least when I was in the Coast Guard, among the enlisted personnel was about 120, which is a little bit above the American average, possibly above even the White House average for their personnel.
Right.
And for those of us that were reservists, I would say the average IQ was closer to about 130. And that's why you've had talented people, whether you like them or not, like Bo Bridges, Jeff Bridges, who received some kind of recognition at the Global Awards, and the so-called Mouth of the South, Ted Turner. But what I'm trying to get across is these people are very dedicated, whether they're regulars or reservists, and they want to do everything they possibly can to save lives and to prevent people from entering this country and other contraband illegally. But when their families are not receiving adequate funds to maintain themselves, some of them may revert to becoming pirates or little crooks. I mean, people have to survive, Dr. Bill. It's a sad state of affairs, but how much...
Well, I think when you create the problem is America's such a big nation, it does both good and evil. And the problem I see right now is America's done a lot of evil and doesn't want to own up to it. And because we've disastrified Central and South America and Mexico, we have literally created the circumstances to allow the drug cartels to prosper and take over these countries. The same way as the Taliban taking over Afghanistan and advancing and expanding their territory despite $68 billion every year spent by America and our contractors in Afghanistan. It's a losing situation. It's ridiculous. The whole strategy is wrongheaded, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If I may just change the subject for a moment, I don't want people to think that I am just anti-democratic or against Democrats. There are many Democrats that I have higher esteem for than Republicans. And I don't know if you noticed this last week, Dr. Deagle, but ABC covered a program called The Last Days of JFK Jr., or John F. Kennedy Jr. And on that program, they have one supposedly expert pilot every 15 minutes making a derogatory comment about how allegedly JFK Jr. was so incompetent as a pilot. And in reality, if anyone bothered to do any research on his flight record, John F. Kennedy Jr. had approximately 350 hours of flight, and at that time, back in 1999, you only needed to have 250 hours of flight time to become a commercial pilot. Now, of that 350 hours that he had, at least 100 hours was solo, and at least 40 hours was at night. And he was totally familiar with the area that he was flying over, and in my own research, I came across the fact that there was no fog whatsoever on his route to Martha Vineyard Island, but rather there was some coastal fog hugging the coast. But he made a wise decision to fly basically right over the Atlantic Ocean directly from Long Island Sound, and he was at the perfect altitude on his approach for his landing. And although this was never publicized, there was an unidentified witness who saw and heard an explosion and a blast in midair just west of Martha Vineyard Island at the time when he was supposedly expected to make the approach.
Yeah, my guess is that it was either an altitude-triggered explosion in the aircraft that was preset, and that there was another reason why they wanted to remove him from positions of authority and influence.
Yes. Well, you have to understand.
And there's too many questions. I don't have all the answers yet, but there's enough questions that tells me, as they say, it smells of high heaven, the death of J.K. Jr., doesn't it?
Yeah. But this is how basically we are being deceived by the news media.
Exactly. Amazing. Back in just a moment with John W. Spring.
A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate that's a organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
More news to cover next week after this discussion tonight. In fact, you may, by the weekend, have to do kind of like a quick video review of this on our channel, you know, basically our Vimeo YouTube channel, because what I see coming is pretty scary, to be honest with you. Don't you? Do you see
it? It is.
I see a situation where government literally, it's not, even if the shutdown's over, it's going to be basically a loggerhead. In other words, it's like a log jam geopolitically. And if the business of government's not done, things are going to get pretty hairy in this country, including the very possible fact of misfunding things like getting health care straightened away, misfunding the border control, misfunding issues like running the government and infrastructure, bridges, etc. And the next 2 years is going to be a disaster, not only for the Democratic Party, but it's also going to be a disaster for Trump if the economy crashes. And yeah, if the economy crashes and they replace Trump with a Democrat like Beto O'Rourke or Kyrsten Sinema or some other maniac, the country's going to go bankrupt. And when it does bankrupt, it's going to wipe out a lot of businesses like, you know, hospitals, trauma units, etc.
Yeah.
A lot of things are going to disappear. And they're not coming back, by the way. Yeah. Once they're gone, they're just gone.
Yeah. Speaking of walls, I think also of Wall Street, which in all probability will collapse in the not-too-distant future. I guess conveniently it would collapse shortly before President Trump's re-election
I think it's all by design. That's why they raised the tax rate, the federal interest rate, four times to the Federal Reserve, four times. This Federal Reserve guy needs to be fired. Like, why did Trump appoint him? And they immediately go and stab Trump in the back. You know, there weren't any raising of this. There's been eight times in the last 2 years the Fed interest rate by the previous Fed director, and now this guy. What a mess. And the economy's not as strong as they say it is. I don't think so. I think we've got a long way to go before you can call a strong economy, right?
Yes. Well, I did sort of a brief study on many stocks just last week, and there were many indications, and still are, that strongly suggest that many of our so-called premium stocks are going to start going down very rapidly in a relatively short period of time. There are some indicators that strongly suggest there are outside factors that occur on transactions in the stock market months in advance of where a time is going to occur where they're going to just plunder. And I see that happening, unfortunately. And, of course, who do you want to blame it on? You want to blame it on the president, when in reality he has nothing to do with it whatsoever. It's been...
Well, I think what happens is what he does do can deflect or change the optics of it. I think, obviously, Trump has got some really bad advisors around him.
Yes, he does.
And I think he's also so stressed out by what's going on, I don't think he's thinking straightly anymore.
Right. When you're continually bombarded, as he must be on a daily basis, it becomes very difficult to even function.
Yeah, but I think it's a simple solution. Number one, he should start de-licensing media and industry. He should start jailing people that actually are calling for a soft coup of the government or actually boasting that they're going to execute him or go and prosecute, for example, his son with subpoenas. This one, Occasional Cortex, we call her, Ocasio-Cortez, saying they're going to subpoena Donald Jr. This is a crime. She's already committed a crime by threatening it in public. Things need to happen.
Yeah.
Same thing as Mueller needs to be shot down. And I don't care about the optics. The way to do it is to get the Attorney General, the new Attorney General, to shut him down by narrowing the scope of his thing and saying he got to settle. You know, if there's no collusion, stop it. This is all it was. They're taking an intel investigation into a criminal witch hunt. It needs to be over, but the new AG needs to shut it down. And then I think Trump needs to drop this FISA warrant thing and actually allow it to all become public. This will put an end to these Democrats, and they need to stop their idea that they're going to investigate 50 million things, including everything Trump does, down for a decade or more before he even ran for president. I think it's craziness.
You're right, Dr. Bill.
Why is he putting up with it? I wouldn't put up with it if I was Trump. I'd bring the hammer down on these guys, and I'd make sure that they'd be totally fearful to do anything else, because cross-investigations of even Comey and Mueller himself is a criminal himself and left lots of things he can't answer for. Cover-up in 9/11, Benghazi, so many things, Fast and Furious. This guy is a bad guy, isn't he?
Right. Add Sandy Hook to that list. But
Right, and of course, we know that there were documents there. And by the way, I want to make a comment about Sandy Hook. The government are not against killing children or anybody else. So to say that nobody died in Sandy Hook is silly. I've seen the documents about the fact that there was a simulation there, just like 9/11 was an inside job and demolition. They didn't mind killing 3,000 Americans. They didn't kill 25,000. They gave notices to get a lot of people out of the building, but still killed 3,000. And 75,000 plus died from the toxic pollution from World Trade Center in the last 17 years. So I'm not going to make the statement that nobody died there. They don't have no problem at all killing people, do they?
No. They are very good.
Just like in Oklahoma City. That was a demolition, too. And they killed, 168 kids died there?
Yes. They have no scruples whatsoever.
And the idea of killing people, killing so what? It's side effects. So to say that they wouldn't do it, it's like, are you kidding me? Just like the Pulse nightclub, which you know is another scam.
Yeah.
They don't mind killing people. Are you kidding? Of course they're going to kill people. Just like in the situation in Vegas, remember, a little over a year ago. When people made statements that nobody died, are you crazy? Of course we know people died. I have contacts and relatives and everything that know that people died in Las Vegas. But there is a cover-up, and there's a lot more elements to it. I don't have all the answers. I know the top floors of that building were owned by this prince that they tried to accuse of killing Khashoggi.
Yes.
He was in the building at the time. I mean, people didn't know the top six floors were controlled by this Saudi Arabian prince.
Yes. But getting back to Vegas for a moment, the same FBI directors and personnel that were assigned to that area were also involved with the Oregon standoff about a year earlier.
Yeah, the standoff over the territory, you mean? Standoff of the...
Yeah.
Over the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, right?
Right. That's when they brought in some assassins from the European Union with a French nationality. And they assisted in the killing of the cowboy from Arizona. And all he wanted to do was to inform people of the Constitution and the rights they should be having. But unfortunately, even just talking about that apparently was too much of a threat for the establishment at that time when Mueller was FBI director. So the FBI has been involved with a lot of terrible things. When they hire and bring in assassins, that becomes a fairly dangerous thing, just like when we smuggle firearms, as you mentioned earlier, with the serial numbers filed off in the Mexico for the drug cartels. Our government's involved in heinous crimes itself. And until we become aware of these things and are willing to do something about it, we're headed towards a dictatorship in which we have very little freedom, if any at all.
Well, to be honest with you, and this is an ugly fact, but we've always had some form of dictatorship, going back to the Magna Carta and eventually back to ancient times and back to Atlantis. In the Bible, there's a discussion about King Nimrod, Emperor Nimrod, who was a great warrior in the face of God. By the face of God, when you look at the Hebrew, what it really means is he actually was an opponent of God. And what we would do is send him to rabble to cause crises in the city or town. He'd come and say, hey, if you honor me as your emperor, I'll clean this mess up. So he created the crisis or chaos, and then he created the relaxation of it by becoming their emperor. We see the same thing with the dialectics in our country, whether it's the left or the right. They create a crisis, and then they have their particular solution for it, which usually means surrendering your property, your authority, your autonomy, etc.
Right.
And that's what we're doing right now. For example, you know, to be honest with you, the issue of a wall would be a lot less important if we didn't support the drug cartels in Central and South America, if we had a Bracero 2 program. And you don't need to necessarily put a 60-foot wall. You just need to have a 61-foot ladder, and you can climb over the top. The real issue is, you're going to stop people coming in from ships and ports of entry. Are you going to have a Bracero 2 work program? Are you going to make their home country so livable they don't need or want to move here? There's a lot of other issues involved, isn't there?
Yes, there are. And you're right. We have to do something to improve living conditions in those countries in South America.
Yeah, well, we created the disaster, and they don't want to take credit for it when we actually did it. It was not necessarily Trump. But previous administrations have ignored or collaborated or were unaware that there are divisions of our intel agencies are doing it, not aware or under the control of the President, Congress, or Senate. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.